Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing's premier polling firm, Epic MRA, releasing interesting new polling, which was done for the Detroit Free Press, WXYZ-TV, and WILX here in Lansing, which may foreshadow what's ahead for Michigan this year. Epic MRA President Bernie Porn joins me now to tell me more. Welcome to the program, Bernie.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
Now, the I know you've got some data that was just became available this afternoon. First of all, when it comes to the first year of Governor Snyder's time in office, you asked voters if they think things have gotten better or worse. What kind of response did you get?
Well, overall, 44% said that it hasn't really made a difference one way or another. 31% thought that things have gotten better. 23% thought things have gotten worse. And, of course, there is that partisan divide in how people view that question. Among Democrats, almost half, 48%, said that it really hasn't made a difference, and 37% said it's been worse. Independent voters, a majority said it hasn't made a difference, but a higher percentage said better, 27%, than worse, 17%. And, of course, as one might expect, Republicans think that things are better with Governor Snyder in the job as governor, with 54% saying that things are better and 37% saying things with no difference. What is interesting, though, is Republican women are split on the issue. While 66% of Republican men think that things are better, Republican women, 43% to 42% say better, with 42% saying no difference.
I see. So really, no difference is kind of an unclear answer of saying, you know, who knows, a little bit better, a little bit worse, hard to tell. Which brings me to the question of his favorability and job rating numbers. I know that's another piece of data that you're now just releasing. How has he been doing? I know he took a major tumble since his first several months in office. Are the numbers now stabilizing?
Actually, they're improving a little bit, and that could well be a sign of increased optimism about the economy and probably a variety of different things. But 46% have a personal favorability rating of him. They have a favorable opinion of him. 40% have an unfavorable opinion, and that's up 7 points since the last time we tested it in November of 2011. The 40% is down a few points. The last time it was 44-39, unfavorable over favorable. On his job rating, he has improved there as well. He had been ranging between 59% and 62% negative job rating. Now that has slipped back down to 54% negative. It's still negative, mind you, but that's headed in a more positive direction than where he was at. And 41%, an increase of 4 points, think that he's doing a good job giving him a positive job rating.
I wonder what would have changed since November to bring the numbers up this way.
Well, I think the biggest thing was released a couple of days ago is that 49% now think that the economy in Michigan has bottomed out and it's now improving. The highest number prior to this was there was a blip where it was 39% saying that the economy has improved. So that's a significant increase in people having an optimistic feeling about jobs and the Michigan economy. So that, I think, may well be having a beneficial impact on the governor's numbers.
I'm talking to Epic MRA President Bernie Porn about new polling data released by the polling firm. Now, Bernie, you asked voters about the MBT being eliminated, the Michigan business tax. Did most of them think that was a good thing to do?
Well, we asked them whether or not that was going to have a positive impact on the Michigan economy and create more jobs, a negative impact, or whether it would have no impact at all. And actually, there was a slightly more saying that they thought it would have a positive impact than negative. As a matter of fact, double, 31% said positive, 14% negative. 32% thought it would have no impact at all, and another 23% were unsure about what the impact would be. And, of course, you've got this big partisan divide where 44% of Republicans think it will be positive, independents are split, and Democrats are thinking that it'll have no impact at all. And again, there is about a 19-point difference between a more positive view by Republican men than there is by Republican women.
And our unemployment rate going down. Are voters optimistic about our future and the policies that are being instituted now?
Well, we asked them why they think that the unemployment rate is going down. And usually when you hear that announcement in the national news, they always, economists will often offer the caveat that, less people are in the job market, more people are dropping out. And indeed, that was the top response. 31% said that people are dropping out of the job market or leaving Michigan. Another 23% recognize the auto industry as a major reason for things improving in the unemployment area. 11% said a general upturn in the economy. And surprisingly, only 6% gave Governor Snyder credit for improvement, 6% President Obama. There was 3% out there, mostly Democrats, who offered a nod to Governor Granholm, giving her credit for the improved unemployment numbers. And then there was 16% said, oh, it's a combination of all of those things.
Well, most, though, you're saying don't view that as necessarily good news, that ultimately it is a matter of many workers simply stopping the job hunt.
That's right. And I think that people think of that because that is usually a caveat that is offered, at least it has been over the past several months when there have been improvements. There's been this aside in terms of the reporting saying that, and of course, citing some economists, that it also shows that some of the reason may be because people are dropping out of the job market.
I know, the Florida primary is now coming up momentarily. Michigan voters were asked about a potential race between Obama and Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. In general, are the numbers close enough now that Democrats should be concerned that Republicans may win the state for the first time since the father, George Bush, won the state?
Well, actually, Democrats have, I think, reason to be much more optimistic than they have over the past year because President Obama has been trailing Mitt Romney by the closest he was within 2 points. And early in 2011, he was about 5 or 6 points in terms of a lead for Mitt Romney over Obama. This is the first time that Obama has had a lead, 48% to 40%, and that's not insignificant. And it's a bigger lead over Gingrich, 51% to 38%. And he has been losing, or President Obama has, among independent voters, and now he is leading among independent voters. That coincides with an increase and a significant uptick in the number of voters who are giving a negative rating in terms of personal favorability ratings to both Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney.
The Republican Senate race here in Michigan, is that basically over for the nominee? I mean, is Hoekstra taking it?
Well, he's at 40%. There's still 52% that are undecided, and no candidate gets more than 2 or 3% in terms of a choice. Clark Durant has been hyped as the candidate that may have the most amount of money to challenge him, but he hasn't done anything yet. At some point, I would think that he would run out of time. Pete Hoekstra has a fairly solid base in western Michigan that will be difficult for Clark Durant to alter in terms of a campaign. But I would think that you would have heard from him by now in terms of at least starting to do a much more active campaign than we've seen thus far.
One last thing. It looks like we are going to have a proposal on the November state ballot to legalize marijuana here in Michigan. You asked voters what they thought about that idea. What do Michiganians think about that?
Well, they oppose the idea of 50 to 45%, again, a partisan difference. Democrats were in favor of it. Independents were slightly in favor, but Republicans were overwhelmingly opposed to the idea.
When you see a number like that, would you say definitively that it would or would not likely pass now?
No, it would not likely pass. Most voters will oppose ballot proposals, and usually you need to go in with fairly solid support, and it is unlikely that the supporters legalized marijuana are going to have the kind of money that opponents, at least that would be my judgment, that opponents would likely have to run campaign ads against it.
Epic MRA President Bernie Porn with some of the latest polling data out by Lansing's premier polling firm, Epic MRA. Bernie, again, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime. Take care, Michael.
You too. And we're coming right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.